MTV Cast.
Hi, this is Beto Villegas. First time doing 300 AZT, and I have to pull the plug. I got in the red right off the start, pushed a little hard, really hard. Canelo's didn't eat properly fuel as I should have, and depleted all my electrolytes by the time I got to Sonoyta. I rarely, actually I've never had any stomach issues, and that was way too early for me to have stomach issues on Santa Rita Road and some really bad cramping. So I knew that was going to be tough. I pushed through and made it to La Sevilla campground. I don't know how I made it there, but I did. Camped out. Surprisingly, I was the only one. I kept seeing, you know, riders. I got there around 12:45. I thought, great, I'm going to get some good rest, recover. I stumbled around for probably an hour trying to get my gear so I could lay down and get some rest. And I probably might have got maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and then I couldn't sleep anymore. So I pulled out around 6, ran into a group of awesome riders, and I rode with Brad from Fort Collins. You know, he's doing 750. He rocks. And we rode pretty much together from there on until we got to Mount Lemmon. And I was just riding for Palisades, where my wife had came up to check up on me, and she smelled my breath, used some of her resources with the doctor, and then did a little checklist, and she came back for me and realized that, yeah, I was at the, recover overnight, or it was a risk. My health is at risk. So I'm not disappointed. I think considering the circumstances, never really felt good during this event. Actually, I never did. And as many of you who have done it, you know, you have your ups and downs, and at least you can embrace those moments when you're feeling really good. And I never felt that I was in flow. So I'm really happy with my effort. I'm sure I'm going to give it another shot. And, considering the circumstances, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there have made many attempts, and they learn every time they go out there. So I'm definitely going to have a different approach next time and be a little bit smarter about it. This is awesome. Great people out on the trail. Arizona Trail rocks, and I'm a little biased because I'm going to give my wife kudos, who works for the Arizona Trail Association, does all the social media and graphic design. And so I was very inspired, motivated by her. And I told everybody about her because I love her, and she's awesome. So, and just want to give kudos every time I mentioned, her being associated with Arizona Trail. They were like, please thank her, please thank her. This is, I said, well, there's a huge group, but yeah, I'll definitely pass it on. Yep. And so become a member, and give back to the trail. This is an awesome event. It's great. At this moment, I just finally made it to the bottom of the roller coaster ride from Mount Lemmon. So as you can imagine, ready to chuck it. Hopefully I can make it back home without any issues. So I'm half asleep, half awake. I don't even know. I can't even think. When I did prison camp, right when I dropped down to that campground before you jump back on the Mount Lemmon Highway,